Well, greetings to you once again in the name of the Most High. Greetings, greetings all over the world, brothers and sisters, as we walk through this life, this journey, all of what this whole thing is, as all is being revealed, as all is being made known. And as we continue to go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto the Source, the Creator, our the Most High, the One that made us. You know, it's amazing, the dragon, that old serpent, the devil. You know, there's so much stuff that as we continue to learn, as we continue to grow, as we continue to understand, and as things are being made known all over the world, there's so many things that now, we used to think one way because of the programming, and the programming of religion, the programming of the church system, the programming of all of these things that they get so deep in our psyche and our psychology. You know, I've been spending just some time just going through and you know, reevaluating a few things as we learn more and as people share and as information gets known. My best friend out there, Patrick, we go back to college days, and during those days, you know, there was a few pivotal experiences we had together, and one of them was a conversation. He brought this up to me the other day, and in that conversation we had during our college days, we just asked a question of one another, and the question was, if everything you believed you found out to be false, would you change? Would you want to now realign yourself with that which is actually true, with what is known to be true? And the answer for both of us to that was yes, because for us, we'd always been truth seekers. We wanted the truth. You know, the lies there, the lies out there. But, you know, for us, within our being, within the core of who we are, of how we're made, of being an extension of and one with the Creator, who is truth and absolute truth, and being one with Him and being found in Him and being a reflection of Him, as His life flows in and through us, we want truth. So the answer to that question was yes, we would change. And, you know, we didn't realize how deep that answer would go in the years that would follow, and how so many things that we were around, or we believed, or we found out, okay, that's not it, you know, or that's a compromised version of it, or that's a watered down version of it, or it's a deflection of it, or it's a trap, or it's a mind control. You know, and this whole process has been quite amazing in the way that how everything has continued to grow and change. As we continue to learn more, you align yourself with what's true. You know within yourself when things resonate, when things are on that path. You know it. You know it. And that's why, too, when you start going forward in truth, other people get upset. And why do they get upset? Because when you speak something that's true and they haven't made that same decision to go with truth, it bothers them. They lose sleep over it. They get angry at you. Why? Because you become a reflection to them of the lie that they themselves have believed, because they know that there's truth there with you, and they know that they don't have that. You understand? So it becomes a tougher thing for them. So, you know, it's also going to be a great way of knowing who your company is, and knowing who it is that is worth connecting with, and knowing who it is that is on the same journey. And you know what, there's some truth that's out there. It's hard. It's hard to hear, it's hard to listen to, it's hard. But it will make you free. You know, it may take you a few days to process, but it will make you free. Truth is freeing, it's liberating. You don't have to remember what you said last when you walk in truth. And if you're off at all on anything, you can realign yourself because the truth will always remain consistent. Now listen, I've gotten occasionally I get some mails from people that you know listen in, and some of them are plants, and I know who you guys are. And yeah, you can write, but there's a certain point where those, after a while, if it's just the same thing, you know, look, it's just going to end up in a folder, all right? But there's others that get, you know, shaken up when you find out that the things you believed are not true. Now, don't get mad. Don't get upset. Dig in. You know, you don't have to listen here. It's fine. You know, you don't have to listen here. And you don't have to convince me of anything. Getting me, who is something external to you, to be on your page is not going to, it doesn't work like that. It comes from within. It is when you within are at peace, on track, know the truth, are one with truth, then it doesn't matter what's external. The kingdom is within, right? Okay, we'll continue to reference the scriptures here and there, even as we're coming to a close of the certain things coming up. But the kingdom is within. Luke 17, all right? Okay. Well, what does that look like? Then why, when the kingdom is within, why do they try to get you so wrapped up in something external? An external manifestation, external validation, external conversation, external, all outside of yourself. Why not within? The kingdom is within, and it is. And the truth, okay, well, if you've got that, what is that kingdom based on? It's a kingdom of truth. The king is the king of truth. So it's the dominion of truth. So what's going to happen within? Well, if you're going to find and walk in that kingdom, you're going to find and walk in truth. This is why when you go for the lie, you get the lie. And in the lie, you get the deception. And in getting the deception, you are deceived and you lie to yourself, and you have to surround yourself with other people that lie to themselves so that everybody believes the lie until one shard of light comes through and messes up the whole thing. See, the issue that they're all having right now is it's not just one shard of light. It's a wave of light that continues to come in and expose everything. Expose everything. The exposure of all things makes, look, with witchcraft and occultism and all that stuff, it has to be in the dark. When it's brought into the light, it loses half its power right then and there. As soon as it's exposed, it loses half its power. It thrives in the darkness. So when it's exposed, now it's in the light. Now what do? That's the first part. Then it's just dealing with it. But when things are exposed, when they're brought into the light and they're on that dark side, they lose their power. So, you know what? Why? Let's get a few things out there and start to question some of these sacred cows of religion. Okay? All right. If the kingdom is within, then why is it that everybody's seeking a God that's without, a God that's over there, a God that's detached from them? Why? Why? Why is that the push? Why is the cry of the Pentecostal movement, come to the meeting? Come to the meeting. Well, now, look what happened during this whole quote-unquote COVID time, which has been a complete and total farce around the world. What's happened to all the meetings? People's ability to get together. Now what? If the kingdom's within, you always have what you need then and there. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to be around like-minded people. But the kingdom's within, and it is, you have what you need right now. You have what you need right now for the fulfillment of everything necessary in and through your journey of life, period. You have it all right now. Now you need to access it. You need to move forward in it. You need to understand what it is. You need to get away from the traps and the mind control that harness and harvest your energy, your power, your life force, your labors, your time, your energy, your thoughts. This whole thing has been a trap. This whole world has been set up as a containment field. And loops and loops and loops and loops and loops over and over and over and over, repeating patterns over and over and over and over. What do algorithms do? Patterns. If this, then this. If this, and then this. Looking for patterns. This whole thing has been a bunch of things. Patterns. Containment field. Whereas what the reality is, this journey is a continuum. It goes on. Not in the same form that you might think. And snapping out of the mind control, we get away from the loops. You know, people repeat their patterns. People repeat their patterns again and again and again and again and again. How many times? Because the programming. They're programmed and then they repeat the pattern. And they do it again and they do it again and they do it again. They do what their parents did. They do what they're told. You ever wonder why? And everything around them is there to reinforce those patterns. To reinforce that matrix. Listen, you that may be the background program of what's going on, but your journey is your journey. You are a unique individual. You are an extension of the Creator here in this paradigm, in this construct. What do you want to do with that? How do you want to exercise your free will? You know how most people want to exercise their free will? The first thing they want to do is give it up. The first thing they want to do with their free will is give it up and give it over to somebody else to tell them what to do. Because they don't want to take responsibility for their decisions and their choices. They want to give that to somebody else that will tell them what to do so that they don't have to take responsibility and they can blame somebody else when things don't go perfect. And even when things are going well, they can still complain because somebody else has the responsibility and not them. You know what that stance is? You know who else is like that? A child. Not in the good sense. In the bad sense. That's childish behavior, immature behavior. The need is to grow up, to take responsibility. Look, you do what you can, where you can, when you can. But you take responsibility. Listen, no one is going to ever manage your health better than you. No one is ever going to manage your body better than you. No one is ever going to take as much care over your finances and your financial well-being as much as you. And if somebody does, perchance, do something to help you out in that regard, if you don't have the foundations right, you will squander their efforts on your behalf because you don't take care. This is, look, there's so many places in our life and in our journey that we all need to grow up. So do it. Do it. You already know. If you stop and you just quiet, you know what you need to do. You've got the answer to just about everything that's necessary. You know what to do. So do it. Make the right decisions. Make the right calls. How? Stop. Get quiet. Go within. You have the answers. They're already with you. The world wants to keep you away from that so bad. That's why you're surrounded with so many distractions all the time. And those distractions are designed to captivate your mind, your thoughts, your consciousness, and to take your creative power that's within you and use it to create the trap and the program and reinforce the thing that everybody else has been in. And right now, all of that is being exposed for the whole world to see, for anybody that's got eyes to see, and they keep just trying to pretend like there's nothing happening and nothing's going on, and all of it's just, it's all out there in the open. All out there in the open. Everybody can see. Everybody knows. Everybody understands. Everybody is being made aware of. Even if they want to pretend like there's nothing there, it's right there. And they're losing control. See, that's where all this stuff is coming up with the vaccine, the chipping of the population, listen, all this stuff is being done for the purpose of trying to get control again. There's a big push right now to bypass the middleman, like media, like retail banks. You don't go straight into the body. So to tell you, program in you what to believe, and to harness from you all the value that you create direct. A big part of that is they don't have the money and the control they used to, so they're trying to reestablish it through draconian measures, public shaming, attacking you. When you use any kind of logic, reason whatsoever. Listen, hold your ground. You don't have to put up with stupidity. Hold your ground. Stay calm. Hold your ground. Say the things that need to be said. You don't have to back off to stupidity. You don't have to back off to unhinged people. Pick your interactions, make them count. But listen, know what's true and what's real and go with that. You don't need to put up with this kind of foolishness. You really don't. You really don't. But there's certain people that are just not worth engaging with. You know, just not worth engaging with. Because they don't have a heart for truth. They don't. But that doesn't mean that you have to go with them or make them feel better about themselves. No. No, hold the line. Walk in the truth. And take responsibility for your own life and for your surroundings and whatever sphere of influence that you can be in, and however you can make a positive impact, do it. Be careful about things like cryptocurrency and all that kind of stuff. The more I'm learning about the reasoning behind that stuff, I studied that stuff early on, you know, way early in that space, and I did have some questions back then that never were properly resolved to my satisfaction, and now I'm looking at it and what they're trying to do, and they're just appealing to people's greed to get them on board, to get them to give over resources in exchange for nothing. And it's not a long-term store of value. It's not, because it's not tied to anything outside of people's trust and manipulation of their trust, I should say. So I've studied charts and those kind of things too, and I've watched certain movements that have no basis in anything whatsoever. So, you don't have any oversight, any control, anything. But there's a more nefarious purpose in all of that, and part of that nefarious purpose is to get into you. So, just be aware of it. You know, if you ever go and read the Gates patent, the Microsoft patent for cryptocurrency in the human body, it's out there. You can find it online for now. But read it. See where they're trying to go with this stuff. So they're trying to get broad-based adoption. My hope is that that whole thing fails. And that whole push for that type of thing. I do see value in an immutable public ledger, but you don't need cryptocurrency to do that. You can do that in a lot of different ways. But I do see value in having a record that people can't fudge. But with that, you need a society that cares enough to make sure that things happen. So, you need a society that cares enough to follow up on justice, push for reform, take things into their own hands to make things right and do things the right way. All right? So, listen, don't be discouraged. All of this is actually really, really good things. There is the timing of our Creator and all that's happening and all that's taking place. You don't need to worry about anything, okay? I want you to know that. You don't need to worry about anything, but you do need to persist. You do need to move forward. There's no fear whatsoever. Listen, I have had a zero fear year, all right? Like none. Because I see through things, and when you see through things, there's no fear at all. So you can go and flash however many case numbers you want to at me. It doesn't mean anything to me. You're just playing a shell game. When you know what's real, when you know what's true, you don't have fear. You know you can think clearly. Think clearly. Pursue truth. Walk in that truth. And the truth is going to be awesome in what it does in your life and your experience. Listen, absolutely love all of you out there. Bless you all in the name of the Most High. Bless you all in just in what we're doing, which is going from glory to glory, from strength to strength, and from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan, that old serpent, the lizard, the dragon, and their whole system, their whole structure, going from that, from the power of Satan, unto Source, Creator, the Most High, the one from whom we all came, the one that's above it all. And that's what we're going into. So ride the wave. Ride the wave. Keep your eyes on truth. Beware, but not distracted. All right, bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Could always love to hear from you. Talk to you soon. All right, bye.